The Mishnah now, as we continue here, Peri Gimel Mishnah Yud, is going to stop for a moment. And once we mention that Ben Gamla made the Geroles out of gold, the Mishnah is going to tell us about other people and things that were upgraded in the Beis HaMikdash, or at least someone had an idea to donate and make it better. Ben Katan was a Kohen Gadol. Asa Shnei Maser Dad Lakir. He made like 12 faucets for the Kir, so that 12 Kohanim should be able to wash their hands and feet at the same time. Why 12? Well, if you remember, how many Kohanim did it take to be Makriv the Karban Tamid? Well, if you don't count the one who's Shechtin, because Shechit is really Ksheir Bazar, there are 12. So all 12 Kohanim can wash their hands and feet at the same time. Well, how many were there until Ben Katan made the 12 different faucets? So the Mishnah explains, up until his time, there were only two. Vaitrazakta Mishnah, that's not the only thing that he did. Va'afhu asa muchni lakir. He made this wheel for the kir. Shloyumeimav nifsalin belina. So that the water that's in the kir should not become puzzled by spending the night, not connected. Like many in Yonim and Kachem, it becomes puzzle belina. In this case, the water is drawn from the ground, and you have to use it before nightfall. So if the kir just had like a place to keep the water, a kind of a tank, so at night the water would have to be spilled out, and that wouldn't be a covet for kachem. This wheel was a system where you never kept water in the kir. When you needed water, the wheel would constantly bring it up from underneath, So it never became possible belina. Vaitra zakta mishnah, mun bas hamelech. He was during the times of Bayis Sheni. He made all the handles of the kelim shel yom kippurim shel zahav out of gold. Even those kelim that they themselves were not made out of gold, like the knives. Vaitra zakta mishnah, hilni imai, his mother hilni. Asasa, she made nivreshes shel zahav, a gold menoida that was placed al pischoy shel hechel, by the opening of the hechel. This way, when the sun would shine in the morning, this gold menoira would give off like sparks of light. The light would flash off it, and everybody would see it, because the Beis HaMikdash was very high, and everyone knew that it was time for Kriya Shema. Vaitra zakt the Mishnah, the Afhi asasa, she also made tavla shel zahav, a special, like, it looked like maybe a tray or a plate made out of gold, shet parshas soita ksuva leha, that the parsha of soita was written on it. Until then, they would have to bring a Sefer Torah and write over the parsha from the Sefer Torah. Now it was no longer necessary. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Niknar was the person who went to Alexandria shel Mitzrayim to bring copper doors to the Beis HaMikdash. Nasu nisim lidal soisa, and miracles happened to his doors. Because on his way back, there was a big storm. They took one of the heavy doors and threw it into the ocean to try to save the ship. When they wanted to throw in the second one, he said, throw me in with it. And right away, the storm subsided. Peaceful waters returned. When they got to the port of Akai, the other copper door came bobbling up from underneath the walls of the ship. Zakta Mishnah v'hayah maskirin oisei l'shevach. Chazal also constantly praised him. And therefore, while all of the doorways were changed eventually to gold, the Shah Mizrach stayed copper. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that Ben Katan made 12 faucets for the Kiyar, so all 12 Kaihanim who would work with the Karban Tamid could wash their hands at the same time. He also made the special wheel, so the water keeps coming from underneath the ground that's constantly connected. We didn't keep water in the Kiyar, and that would be extremely effective to make sure the water doesn't become pasul bolina. We learned that Munbaz HaMelech made all the handles of the Kalim of Yom Kippur out of gold. His mother Hilni made this beautiful menorah that was on the Pesach of the Hechel, on the opening of the Hechel, and when the sun would shine, the light would shoot off it, and everybody would know that it was time for Kriya Shema. She also made a special Tavla Shel Zav that the Parsha of Saita was written on. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Niknar was the person who went to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim to bring copper doors to the Beis HaMikdash. Nasu nisim lidal soisa, and miracles happened to his doors.